Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's always good to have a few emergency standby foods, you know, in your fridge or freezer, Simon. Fish fingers, God, we've yes. talked about a lot, and gosh, they've got us out of a bind a number of times.
Mm.
I want to go to another food that is strictly, you know, it's a not too often food. It's not very healthy.
Yep.
But gosh, my kids love them. Talking hot dogs today. I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is your 5-minute food fix.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I do have to give the absolutely clear disclaimer that hot dogs are not good for you, okay?
Look, they're not health food, Yumi. As part of a balanced diet, if your kids are getting all those lovely fresh veggies and those blueberries and strawberries and various other bits and pieces in later with all those antioxidants in them,
yep.
I'm sure they can stomach a hot dog or two over the course of a week or month.
The thing I've noticed about hot dogs is they are incredibly helpful when you suddenly get ambushed by a bunch of people who need feeding, including small kids, because they all love them.
They do.
They're super easy to cook, and amazingly, they last for ages in the fridge, probably because they have no natural ingredients inside. But what else I've noticed is that a lot of people really struggle to get them right.
Yeah, look, I'm all ears here because I'm not very good at cooking hot dogs.
Okay, well then you're the person I'm talking to
yes.
for this particular episode. So that you can get them in the deli section of your supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
They also come in those kind of wrapped up bundles in the chill section near the salami and other processed meats section. And they do take ages to go off. So you could have them sitting in your fridge for 3 months and they'd still be okay. They are actually, like salami, cooked already. You could actually cut the packet open and eat them just like that, and that would be okay. I mean, maybe not very nice. Your face right now, Simon.
Well, it always worries me when the food is just good to go like that.
I know,
but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, but cheese is, right? You can just peel.
That is true, cheese is.
Think of it as the cheese of meat.
I will think of hot dogs as the cheese of meat. I don't know if it makes it better, but I will. I will. If I didn't want to just snack on them straight from the fridge, don't you mean? Say I wanted them warm.
The best way is to put them into a saucepan, smallish, fill it with cold water and then bring it slowly to the boil. But this is where people get it wrong, Simon, is people wander off and start, you know, putting on their Led Zeppelin records
yeah.
and they forget to keep an eye on the sausages. If you boil the heck out of them, they'll actually erupt.
Ruptures, split out
no,
of the casing.
They'll erupt like a volcano.
Oh, wow.
And they kind of, their guts spill out and it looks like some sort of horrible massacre has been performed inside that saucepan.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. So
I don't want that.
You absolutely don't want that. And what you want to picture is the water just heating the little dogs. I can't stop looking. I don't know why. There is something comical about them. I'm just struggling to get my composure back. Yeah, so you don't want to overcook them. They can be microwaved.
Oh, okay.
I know that you're never going to cook these, Simon, so stop pretending that you're paying attention as though you might.
Look, there's a time and a place.
There is a time,
I'm sure
yeah.
next Bavarian night in my household, we might give them a go.
Okay, so they can be microwaved, but yeah, best in the saucepan. Then drain them off really well, and then basically they'll be kept warm. So if you put them in a preheated bowl, cover them in foil, then you can serve them, you know, at your leisure.
That is
for
handy.
All the sort of hungry kids that are running through, you know, white bread roll, slice of white bread, that kind of thing, lots of tomato sauce. It's just such a lovely proteiny snack. To get it wrong, you don't need to barbecue these little boys. They do not need them.
Okay.
Yeah, just straight in the pot. Okay?
Straight in the pot, straight in the microwave. Warm, delicious.
Warm, delicious, and so easy. If you've got those mini hot dogs and you've figured out how to cook them without making them rupture.
Yep.
I highly recommend using the parbake rolls that you can get in the supermarket. They're really commonly available, often sold in packs of 6 or 12.
Yeah, I know those rolls. I love them.
You know them. They're great, aren't they? Unfortunately, they're imported from France. That's why they're so good. Did you know that?
I didn't.
The food miles on those things. Anyway, get them into a nice hot oven until they're really brown and crispy all over. And then you use a serrated knife to cut them open, pop the hot dogs inside there, tomato sauce. Oh, it's actually...
You've just leveled that up, you mean?
I know, right? It's actually incredibly delicious. And you know, one of the things that does get me over the line with a little hot dog is that they don't have any gristle.
That is true.
That's true, right? Because that's the thing that puts me off sausages is I cannot stomach the bits of gristle.
See, I like to think of that as the rough texture that's still left and sign that it is actually meat. But, you know.
it's a very good point. This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix. Don't forget we've got Instagram and TikTok and we've got some more great episodes of easy food hacks to help you get dinner on the table.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.